Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now, all of them, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to you white people in a minute and why you're polluting the air, but we'll get to some emails first, Chris. Jesse, as the most alpha male, this should make sense. A sniper on the border selectively taking out cartel lackeys would work. Government could claim, don't worry, we are investigating to find him, but just keep picking them off. They've already declared war on us. That's from Merrill. All right. Part of my opposition, and I know this is tongue-in-cheek, but part of my opposition to many of the proposed border plans or plans to fix the cartels or kill the cartels is they're not grounded in reality, meaning they're not grounded in the reality of just how sick and broken America's politicians, State Department, and military leaders truly are. Oh, there are a thousand things that you've sent in and proposed to me on how to fix the border that actually would be fairly effective or effective somewhat. But what good does that do when we don't have a country that would allow any of those things? That's one thing to keep in mind. And here's another thing to keep in mind. I hear a lot, send the military down to the border. Send the military down to the border. Okay, let's just walk through this. Send the military down to the border. Who do you want down there? Want some Marines down there? Probably. Everyone wants an infantry marine battalion or two down on the border. Send some Marines down there. Do you want a bored 19-year-old Marine dug in a fighting hole on the border for extended periods of time? If you answer yes to that question, I would argue you've never seen bored young Marines with explosives and fully automatic weapons for extended periods of time. We need to move. We need action. We need to go someplace else, or we will create said action. Oh, don't get me wrong. There'd be some cartel guys that would die, but what would happen is there'd be one incident somewhere. Some Marine pops off and mows down the wrong guy, and immediately in this country, he would be destroyed and the military would be pulled off of the border and America would be issuing a national apology in front of the entire planet. Should it be that way? No, but that's the country in which we live. Hey, look, a lot of your ideas are great, but I don't make them possible. Dr. Jesse, a.k.a. crazy son of a... Oh, that's not right. I can't say that word. Crazy son of a beep, you did it. After being blessed with the Jesse Kelly burger recipe, I had little doubt garlic bread with wings is superior to French fries, though I'd yet to try it. Had garlic bread with wings I smoked and tightened up with extra heat at the end. Wow. I think the Earth's axis shifted at the tasteful moment of garlic bread with sauce. Do you have any other off-the-beaten-path recommendations for food combinations? All right. Says love the show. In case you don't know what he's talking about, we have to change certain things in America. Certain traditions are broken here. One of the traditions that is broken in this nation are the sides that are available to you and to me with chicken wing restaurants. Don't shake your head, Chris. This is important. When you go get some chicken wings somewhere, what are the sides they offer? Every single place. What is it? Fries or cucumber and what is it? Carrots or whatever it may be. Hey, get some veggies or some fries. Where's the garlic bread? garlic bread. Do you have any idea how good garlic bread is when you're sitting there and you're munching on your wings and you've got your blue cheese or ranch with them? Either's fine. And soon you're looking at this plate and what you have is this blue cheese that's got all this buffalo wing sauce in it and your fingers are covered in sauce. Do you have any idea how much it will change your life to grab a piece of garlic bread? Not a stupid carrot. Grab a piece of garlic bread and just sop up all that sauce on the plate and just shovel that into your mouth. Do you have any idea how much it would change this nation for the better? As for my other improvements, you'll have to wait on those. Jesse, the reason there were no resignations following the death of those Marines in Afghanistan is because those responsible for those deaths lack honor. National pride means nothing without honor. And he's right. Look, it comes back to what we've talked about over and over and over and over again on the show about the leaders of our cultural institutions, because America's education system has been an anti-American education system for a very, very, very long time. And so we've produced generation after generation of people who graduate from our university system and go into the officer corps of the military or go into the State Department or the media or politics. But no matter where they go, we've graduated about 4 million people a year in this country. The majority of them are now, even if they don't know it, fully indoctrinated communists, and they are moving forward and will move forward with the rest of their life sharing the same three characteristics. Almost all of them do. One, no love of country. Many of them hate the country, but there's no love of country ingrained. Two, no connection to the real world. No connection to you opening up that power bill of yours today, mortified, and then hearing the president say this.
That's why I took the most aggressive action ever in all of history in any country to take on the climate crisis by lowering your home energy bills.
No connection to the real world at all. Nobody with a connection to the real world would say such a thing. And three, they believe they should rule as kings and queens. Let's go to the military leadership in Afghanistan. That battalion commander, the generals over there. Let's get to them. You think because they're wearing a uniform with some shiny stars on their shoulders that means you're dealing with some kind of patriot. No, you're dealing with a politician who wants his next promotion. He wants to keep working his way up through military leadership chain until he, Lord willing, gets to be a general one day, maybe even sit on the Joint Chiefs of Staff one day. Look, set the Joint Chiefs of Staff aside. Do you have any idea how wonderful the life is of the, you know what, just a general who commands a base, the guy who runs the base? Do you have any idea how nice his life is? Drivers, private jet travel all over the place for various things, state dinners, meeting with politicians, dignitaries. He knows the second he steps away from the military, one of our defense contractors will pay him about, all the money in the world to come lobby the government. Do you have any idea what a good life that is? You think when you see, wow, look at that colonel over there, he must love America. You think you're seeing a patriot, but that colonel doesn't wake up and think about America. That colonel wakes up and thinks about that star he might get. No love of country. How could you do that to our Marines in Afghanistan? You're a battalion commander. I'm not going to play the audio for you again because I played it last night, and I'm not going to lose my mind again or make you lose yours. But the battalion commander is asked by his sergeant, hey, can we kill this guy? Look, we've confirmed that's a bad guy. That's a terrorist. Can we kill him? Battalion commander, I don't know. I'll have to check. I'll get back to you. Now, I've had several emails today. Jesse, I don't understand why the indecisiveness, why I'll get back to you. Well, because that lieutenant colonel wasn't thinking about the lives of his Marines. He wasn't thinking about America. He wasn't thinking about anything except going from lieutenant colonel to full bird colonel. That's what he was thinking about. That's why he pulled the, let me check in and I'll get back to you. Then boom, 13 Marines. Gone. Well, 11 Marines, an Army guy, and a sailor. Gone. Like that. Why? No honor. None whatsoever. Jesse, how would we react in the U.S., or if the U.S. decided to take military action against the cartels in Mexico and the Russians provided arms to the Mexicans? We wouldn't like it. What is the difference? We're involved in the Ukrainian conflict that involve issues that go deeper than we're being told. We wouldn't like the Russians interfering in an armed conflict with one of our neighbors, yet we are doing it to them. Ukraine has always been part of Russia since the time of the Vikings, who later became the Rus. The Rus' ancient capital was Kyiv. None of our business. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's dig into this for a moment. We don't do a lot of Russia-Ukraine stuff here just because I can't bring myself to care too much about foreign affairs while our own government is so broken, but let's have a little chat about that. That's a fair criticism. Let's talk about it. Before we do that, let's get you ready for the weekend, because Saturday cometh, and you know what? We all have a job to do this weekend, do we not? What is our job? Every weekend, 10, 20 minutes of practice with Mantis X. Mantis X, I want to be clear about something. Incredible shooters, guys with tons of experience shooting. You could shoot at a target without him looking at you, and he can walk up to the target and see your shots and tell you what you're doing wrong. No, I can tell you're pulling this here. You need to move your hand here. Why can they do that? Well, it's a long story, but that's how Mantis X is able to give you feedback while you're practicing in the comfort of your home. You get the same expert feedback without having an instructor breathe down your neck or your husband or your wife sitting behind you snicker when you shoot 15 inches to the right. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. Practice, practice, practice. MantisX.com.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Lastly, did you sign off on the Mar-a-Lago raid?
Well, first off, it was not a raid. It was an execution of a search warrant.
Did you sign off on the execution of the search warrant?
May I finish? Second, I don't sign off on individual search warrants in that case or in any other.
Did Attorney General Merrick Garland sign off, to your awareness?
I can't speak to the Attorney General.
Was there dissent at senior levels of the FBI about the conducting of the search warrant?
I can't speak to internal discussions among the FBI or among the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Even though it's been reported in the Washington Post.
There are lots of things reported in the media.
I know, leaked from your agency. Leaked from your agency. Frequently it's reported in the Washington Post.
May or may not be accurate.
I told you all this was coming. Oh, we'll get back to the Christopher Wray stuff here in a minute. But let's get back to the guy. The guy's mad about our involvement with Ukraine, about our aid with Ukraine. And he made the point of, if we did invade Mexico and Russia started arming the Ukrainians, wouldn't we be angry about that? And we would be. And he went on to make the point Ukraine's always been part of Russia. Again, let me give you my thoughts on the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, because I've got a little bit of a different take on it than most people. Most people will fall somewhere along the lines of, Russia was totally justified. Ukraine's a corrupt government. Screw them anyway. They were part of Russia. Or you'll get the other side of it, of Russia is the Antichrist. Vladimir Putin's the Antichrist. This is the worst thing we've ever seen since Stalin and Hitler. Go Ukraine. You'll get that side of it. I'll be honest with you. I find both of those sides to be completely and utterly ridiculous. Where I fall on it is this. I don't like to see people get hurt. As big of a jerk as everyone thinks I am, and I am, I don't like to see people get hurt. However, I really genuinely despise Vladimir Putin for what a murderous tyrant he has been for his time in office. And I genuinely despise Vladimir Zelensky and what a vile, corrupt, blood-sucking leech that human being is, and how much of this country's money and munitions we have poured into that place, knowing it is one of the, if not the biggest, black market for weapons in the world. They're already finding American Javelin missiles in South America. There will be fighting again. Our guys will be killed by our own equipment that we've poured into Ukraine for decades, as they always have been. But once again, there's that. I care about the people in Ukraine who've been displaced, the normal people, been displaced, been murdered. And I care about the troops, honestly, on both sides, if I'm being honest with you, Russian and Ukrainian. A lot of those guys are conscripted, tossed into this meat grinder, getting killed. I care genuinely about them. The leadership of both countries can go pound sand. Now, to your point, yes, if I was Russia, or if I was America and we invaded Mexico and Russia started handing the Mexicans a bunch of modern weapons, I would be very, very upset. The same way Putin is getting very, very upset. And this is a point I've tried to make about this whole thing over and over and over and over again. It really doesn't matter, back to what we were just talking about, which side you fall on. I hate Putin. I love Putin. I hate Zelensky. I love Zelensky. It doesn't matter where you or I fall on it, or this national security expert, which normally means they're an idiot, or that national security expert. It really doesn't matter where any of us fall on the whole issue. The issue remains. We are putting seriously deadly weapons in the hands of the entity that Vladimir Putin is currently fighting against, Ukraine. Again, pause. I don't give a crap about your opinion on that. That doesn't matter. We are. Whether you love it or hate it, we are. And there's a second point that goes with that. Vladimir Putin and Russia, while they are not near what we are, not even close to what we are, economically, militarily, they're nothing compared to us. They do, however, have the ability to touch us here. And I don't mean just, you know, New York City. Wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, from New York to LA to Seattle to Miami and everywhere in between, Russia has the ability to touch you in a negative way. And I'm not only talking about nuclear weapons. Just put that out of your mind. That's the worst case scenario. I'm talking about your power being gone like that. I'm talking about hacking into oil pipelines, your water supply, the amount of things in your country that are not only online and vulnerable while being online would make you stay up at night. It would. Every time I get an update on this from people who know, I'm just staggered at how vulnerable we are. And because Russia knows they can't touch us militarily, they have focused on that part for a long time. They're really, really good at that stuff. They're good in outer space. They're good with long-range missiles. They're excellent with cyber attack. They are. So it doesn't matter whether you support this, don't support that. The truth is, we are pouring deadly weapons into the hands of the Ukrainians that are killing Russian troops. At some point, and by the grace of God, we have not gotten there yet, but at some point, Putin will have to retaliate. Of course he will have to retaliate. And are we ready for that? I don't know that we're ready for that. All right, I teased it. I didn't actually get to it. I'm not making this up. This is a headline. White drivers are polluting the air breathed by LA's people of color. Now, we'll get past the surface level outrage I'm sure you're feeling right now about that. We'll dig into this just a little bit in a moment. Now, one of the reasons we feel overwhelmed, you and I feel overwhelmed, is because so much of the propaganda these days and so much of the attack on what we believe, it doesn't just come from Washington and it doesn't just come from the media. Those things we can handle, those things we're used to, it comes from America's corporations now. And that makes us feel overwhelmed because there are goods and services we need. You have a cell phone. I know you do. Are you paying AT&T? Verizon? T-Mobile? Are you paying them for that cell service? Well, that feels crappy, doesn't it? Because they hate you. They regularly run campaigns, ad campaigns, trying to destroy your way of life. Pure Talk has never done that to you and will never do that to you. They love this country. Their CEO is a veteran. When you talk to Pure Talk here in a minute, you'll notice something. You're talking to an American who speaks English, and they're actually pleasant. Dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly, save a pile of money and put your money where your morals are. #250, say, Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a, gosh, it's Thursday already. That means tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I have so much of this diversity hire stuff and Christopher Ray stuff I want to get to. I just want to hit on something really quickly. I read you the cringe headline. White drivers are polluting the air breathed by LA's people of color. And everyone's freaking out about this today because it's crazy. And of course it is crazy. But remember, this is something you and I have talked about a lot. It's just something we always have to keep in mind. The communist only has one goal: to destroy the United States of America. He knows that's not going to be okay with you. So he can't step up to the microphone and have a press conference and said, "Hey, Bob, I really want to burn your country to ash. Is that cool?" It's not going to work. In fact, he tried and failed to appeal to America's workers when the Soviets first sent the communists over here, and that didn't work. America's workers had a great standard of living. They were very happy. He went searching for other malcontents. The communists now has five or six different groups that are his in America. The feminists, the LGBTQ demon mob, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, the climate change nutters. I believe there's one or two I'm missing, but those are really the five pillars of American communism. Now remember, none of them actually care. None of them care about the thing they tell you they care about. But they tell you they care about that thing so it would be more appealing to you. The feminist tells you, "I've been oppressed. I'm a woman. You're oppressed. We're all oppressed. Somebody come pet my cats." Because she's hoping there are enough bitter women out there who will hear that, that will be appealing to them, and you will sign on to be a feminist. Now, most of the dullards who sign on to be feminists, they really genuinely don't know they're communists. They don't know that they're a communist foot soldier. All they know is, "I don't need no man. Burn America down. It sucks here." Now, she is a communist foot soldier with her crew cut, but she doesn't know that. By the way, I go into all this in a lot of detail, and I go into the history of a lot of this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which is available on jessekellybook.com, Chris, which you can pre-order today. Anyway, okay, that's the feminists. Let's go to the Antifa types. Antifa, who are they? What's the appeal there? Inclusion in a group of some kind, in a purpose, in a feeling of being the shock troops, a feeling of being the tip of the spear. That's what you get with Antifa. Let's move past them. The Black Lives Matter race hustlers in this country. Again, they're all communists. And it's crazy to me how I still get pushback from the right on this. "Stop calling them communists, Jesse." The founders of Black Lives Matter are on videotape calling themselves Marxists. It's just a communist group. It has nothing to do with black people. They'd kill every black person in the United States of America if it meant burning down the United States of America. But they know they can't tell you they want to burn down America. So what do they tell you? We're oppressed because we're black. Help us. And Americans who are so drowning in white guilt, it's pathetic, kind of just lower their head. "Oh, well, I mean, we did have slaves at one point in time." The LGBTQ demon mob. I don't care about gay people. Have you seen how they treat a gay Republican? Did you ever see how they treated Rick Grenell, Trump's appointee, the gay dude? They treated that guy like he was the devil himself. Well, why? I thought they love gay people. They don't give a crap about gays or trannies or anything else. They're there to burn down America. One of their main goals is the destruction of America's children and the destruction of the nuclear family. Because you always have to destroy that if you're part of the Communist Party. And that's just kind of how it is. These are all the same group, which is why they work together all the time. The climate change branch is the same way. It's the exact same way. Their main job is to destroy America's prosperity. They want to kill the economic arm of it. But they will work hand in hand with the LGBTQ demon mob. They'll work hand in hand with the race hustlers. That's why you read headlines like, "White drivers are polluting the air breathed by LA's people of color." You read something like that and it's so overwhelming. Wait a minute, hold on. Why is it anti-white but also talking about climate change stuff? I don't understand. If it feels overwhelming or you don't understand, it's just because you haven't fully accepted. It's one group. It's all the same group with the same goal. They all have the same goal. That's why they work together all the time. All the time. When you're Jennifer Granholm, look, great example of this. Jennifer Granholm right here. There, listen to the Energy Secretary of America.
I want you to know what was on everybody's mind, number one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you going to take away our gas stove?
Oh, my gosh.
Just really quickly, I'll play it again. Remember, it's already a done deal. New York, California, other blue states will follow. The gas stove ban is already being written into law. The communist, once he knows he's got it, he reveals it, and then what she just did there is what he's mastered, the mockery of you and your concern about it. Remember, listen to the, oh my gosh, Jennifer Granholm is well aware that this is being written into law in the two of the most powerful states in the nation. It's brought up to her. She immediately mocks the idea of it.
I want you to know what was on everybody's mind, number one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you going to take away our gas stove?
Oh, my gosh. I hope you're kidding about that being the number one. But the answer is nobody is going to take away anybody's gas stove.
It's already being written into law.
So, I mean, honestly, that's like such a blown up, ridiculous thing. But we did put out some, the Department of Energy does a lot with appliance regulation, making sure they're more efficient, right? And so we did put out.
Just real quickly, they don't do anything to make sure they're more efficient. They do everything to make sure they use less power because the goal is always to destroy your way of life. That's why your toilet can't flush a turd now. That's why your shower is worse. That's why your light bulbs are worse. These people have been destroying your way of life for as long as they can.
Guidance for both electric stoves as well as gas stoves, like we do for all the other appliances. And, you know, nobody's taken away anybody's gas stove if you like it. But we do love the induction stoves.
Ha 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 ha. It's so stupid. These crazy white wingers. Ha ha ha. It's already written into law. The bluest states will all follow suit now. And unless you live in a red state where Jesse's been telling you to move for a long time, your gas stove's going away. I would guess about 10 years. They'll ban the sale of them. Cities like New York City have already banned the natural gas hookups from even going into the building. She mocks it because it's already done. She's just going to mock you to your face until finally it comes to final fruition. And then they'll all just shrug their shoulders when you look at them and say, "You lied." Of course they lied. They're communists. They're trying to destroy your way of life. They're not going to advertise that to you. But again, remember, Jennifer Granholm would show up at a feminist rally tomorrow. Why? That doesn't make any sense. She's a climate crusader. No, they're on the same crusade. The crusade is to light a match to America. They understand they have to work together. And that's why you see what you see. All right, we'll get to some emails and some layoff news, which is a little bit ugly. And we have more things. We even have some domed. We have some domed at what, Chris? I love Dome. Anyway, I've got a male vitality stat coursing through my veins right now from Chalk. You see, everyone knows I don't like chemicals. I don't like medicine. I like natural things. I like that Chalk is natural herbal supplements. And I like that when I have something else that's not going well for me, that I can go onto Chalk.com instead of going down to the pharmacy. I don't want to go buy a bottle of ibuprofen for this or that or this. I don't want this for that. I want to go find natural herbal solutions for my problems. That is our way forward. We put enough of this cancer-causing crap in our bodies. Chalk.com is where you need to go. Female vitality stack for the ladies. Guys, no matter your age, get on a male vitality stack. Give it 90 days and you will thank me. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the subscriptions. All right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have to get to Christopher Ray, and I told you where this was going, and we still have to get to emails, and somebody, apparently we have an update on the pride flag in Fort Lauderdale that got defaced, and all kinds of stuff, and let's just do something a little bit ugly really, really quickly here. I have been trying as best I can to tell you that we are going into something economically as a nation, frankly as a world, but let's focus on us for the time being. We're going into something that is very likely going to be very rough, and it's very likely going to last a while. There are so many indicators that show us that's where we're going. I will tell you, in private conversations I've had with my friends who I hang out with in their various industries, universally across the board, from RV sales managers to a small business owner I know in town to a guy who works for ExxonMobil, big oil guy, a guy runs an auto auction shop. He's a manager for an auto, like a big car dealer, basically. Almost across the board, actually not almost, across the board, there's never been anyone who said different. They are laying people off. They are battening down the hatches, and businesses across the country, large and small, are getting ready for some rocky times. There's another one for you. U.S. layoffs jumped to mark the worst start of a year since 2009. All right. I'm going to say this. One year ago, we had a certain amount of job losses to start the year. So far this year, we've quintupled those. That's the thing about these economic things, and people who've been around long enough, definitely the people who are old enough to know the Great Recession. I imagine we have one or two who's enjoyed the Great Depression, had to go through that whole thing. But people who've been around long enough for these economic, what do we want to, I don't want to call them bumps because they're horrible, but for these economic ditches that we drive into, they will also remember, I know I remember this, they kind of happen all at once. Now, once they happen, then we go back and we see, how did we not see this happening? How did we not see this was happening? And then we'll look at this indicator. Oh my gosh, how could we have looked at this and not known? How could we have looked at this and not known? How could we have not looked? How could we have not known when we saw this or not known when we saw that? All the indicators are there right now. That's what I've been trying to explain over and over again. They're all there right now. What does that mean? Do you need to go live in a mountain cabin? No, that's not what I'm saying, although that actually sounds really sweet. No, you don't need to go live in a mountain cabin. I'm just saying, make sure you're taking some precautions, especially when it comes to your personal savings. Every time I read an article now that's talking about Americans, their credit card debt going through the roof right now, the highest it's been in forever, while at the same time, Americans' savings accounts are at their lowest in a long time. That tells me everything I need to know. People are bleeding their savings dry and racking up credit card debt. And I'm not judging anyone. If that's your situation, I'm not judging you. I know why you do it. I've been in this situation before. You do it because you're hoping if we just get through another month or two, then it'll come back around and I can start building it back up. I hope I'm wrong. Please, Lord, let me be wrong. I don't think I am. It's not about to bounce back. It's time to start making preparations for it to be a little rough for a little while. Maybe a lot rough for a little while. Interest rates are going up. They're telling you to your face right now. We played it last night. I'm not going to play it again, but we played it last night. They're telling you, bumpy road was specifically what he said. The people whose job it is to lie to you about how good things are going to be are calling it a bumpy road where we're going. Save what you can. I'm not your dad, not your finance manager. Look, hey, this weekend, we got a weekend coming up. And I'm just as guilty as anyone else, just like you, when I knock off work finally on a Friday. When we get done with Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow, remember, email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But when we're done with our questions tomorrow, I'll be honest with you, because the kids always have school and exams and stuff like that. We generally don't get to go out. We don't go out to eat or do anything during the week. But on Friday, I want to go home and I want to grab the family and I want to go bowling. I want to go bowling. And when I go bowling, I want to get a couple large pepperoni pizzas and a pitcher of beer. And I want to go spend $100. I want to go spend $150. I want to let the kids play arcade games. And maybe we'll shoot laser tag. And that's what I want to do. I want to cut loose just like you do. Maybe now's not the time. Maybe now's the time. How about board game night? How about board game night? We'll stay in and make world famous Jesse Kelly burgers. Hey, you do what you want. I'm going to get off of this now because it sounds like I'm lecturing people. I don't mean to lecture. I'm just trying to let you know we got some rocky times coming. All right? Make preparations. Make preparations. All right. Let's get to some emails. You know, no. Hey, how rocky are they going to be? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I would make sure I had my emergency 3-month food kit. I would make sure I had that like now. Remember, it's not like you're going to get a month-long heads up. Hey, guys. It's almost here, this huge recession that's going to last 2 or 3 years. You've got 3 weeks and 4 days, and then it's going to start. For some reason, they never come with memos like that. You wake up one morning, you roll over, you look at your phone, you weep when you look at your bank account, and then that's it. My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits ready to go. They're sitting there ready to go. When you buy one of these, and everyone in your home needs one. If there's four, you get four of them, all right? When you buy one, please stash it. Don't touch it. Don't try it. Don't brag about it on social media or to your neighbor friends, whether it's your garage, attic, whatever the instructions, wherever. I don't know your climate, so I don't want to tell you where to stash it. But please stash it and don't touch it. And I pray to God it goes to waste. I hope 25 years from now you have to chuck the whole thing out. Dang it, never used it. That would be music to my ears. But if you need it and don't have it, now you're in trouble. MyPatriotSupply.com. $200 worth of free survival gear right now when you go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get one. Go. All right, it's time to get to some emails. Before we get to the emails, though, I just wanted to remind everybody of this little bit from Democrats.
So we've been talking about defunding the police.
There's some issues that we ask police to do, like mental health issues or policing in schools and all the rest, that perhaps we can shuffle some of that money around.
Suck it up. Defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police.
Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million.
That was them. This is Joe Biden from today.
MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police department.
Yeah. That's the kind of government we have now. The sky is green as it goes. All right, emails. And some dude got robbed by a couple chicks. Should have seen it coming. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.